Hey, everybody. Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church. I'm here with Anselm, and we're going through this book, Homeric Greek by Clyde Farr. And this book is from about 100 years ago. And so it's in the public domain. There's a PDF link in the description where you can get the old version of the book, or you can get the nice new version off Amazon for a pretty good deal. And we're just breaking down each chapter and going through the exercises. The book doesn't have answers, so we're giving you the answers. And so, if we make a mistake or anything, let us know in the comments. But the answers that we've given you are legit. All right. So we're in chapter 16. Okay. And so the first thing we're going to talk about is the mediopassive form of verbs in the present and future. Now, the reason we say mediopassive is because a lot of verbs in Greek, the passive form and the middle form is the same. So let's just take a minute and explain what this even means, okay? So when we talk about voice, okay, there could be active voice or passive voice. Okay, so like, for example, if I say, you threw the ball, okay? Threw is active or passive?
Active.
It's active, right? Because Anselm is throwing the ball. The subject of the sentence is doing the action. Anselm threw the ball. Okay. Whereas if I said the ball was thrown, what's the subject of that sentence?
The ball.
The ball is the subject. Is the ball doing the throwing?
No.
No, the ball's being thrown. So it's passive, which makes sense. Like something is happening to the ball as opposed to the ball doing the action. So if we said Anselm was thrown, you know, then somebody picked up Anselm and threw him, then that'd be passive, right? Because the subject is being acted upon. That's passive. If you're doing the action, it's active. Okay. Now, what's this middle then? Now, this is something that we don't have in English, the middle voice. Well, you can probably kind of guess that the middle voice is kind of a gray area between whether you're acting or being acted upon. So a lot of times in Greek, what the middle voice is like a situation where you do something, but it has an impact on you. It has an effect on you. Like you do something for yourself or for your own benefit or something like that. Also, the middle voice can sometimes be reflexive, where you're doing something to yourself. So these end up getting translated into English. The middle voice gets translated as an active verb in English. Okay. So therefore, when you come across this mediopassive form, context is going to tell you whether to translate it into English as active because it's middle, or whether you translate it as passive. So, you know, is liome, is it middle or is it passive? We don't know because it's the same form. You got to go by context. So that's why we call these forms mediopassive, because they're either middle or passive. So if you're reading Greek and you see a form that looks passive, but a passive meaning doesn't make sense, then you say, oh, it must be middle. And then you translate it as active. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Any questions? Or okay. So here are the basic forms. You know, we use the verb leo as an example. And leo in the active form means I release or I let go or I free, right? So this is the middle form, liome, and this means I ransom.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, like, I procure the release of someone would be like I ransom them, right? Mm-hmm. Or it can be passive, like I am released.
Okay.
So liome is either I get released, I am released, that'd be passive, right? Or like I procure the release of someone. That's ransom. So that's the middle meaning. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
You know what it means to ransom someone, right?
Yeah.
I give them money and I get my loved one back.
Yeah.
I give money and I... So you can see why it's middle, because it's like I'm kind of getting someone back or whatever. So these are the forms. Okay, we've got... You want to read these off in modern Greek pronunciation?
Liome, lie.
Well, you probably want to pronounce this twice, like lie, if you can.
Okay, yeah. Lie. Liete, liometha, lieste, lionde.
Okay, so we've got these forms here. Obviously, this is our singular column right here, right? These are the singular, these are the plural, first, second, third person. So basically this is I ransom, you ransom, he, she, it ransoms, we ransom, y'all ransom, they ransom, right? Or what else could this mean besides I ransom? What if it's passive?
I was ransomed.
Well, or
I am ransomed.
Yeah, or I'm released.
I'm released.
Just I'm set free. I'm let go, right? Or what would this be then?
We are released.
Yeah, we get released or we are released. Exactly. So anyway, the main thing you want to focus on, obviously, this is the stem right here, right? And then this is the ending right here. So you have these endings, the ome, e, ete, ometha, estha, onde, right? These are the endings that you're going to expect to see with the medio passive forms, okay? Now, there are also verbs in Greek that are what's called deponent, okay? Now, what a deponent verb is, it's a verb that doesn't have an active form. Now, with Leo Meher, you know, we know, hey, you know, there's an active form, it's Leo.
Yeah. Right?
But here we've got a deponent verb, voulome. There's no such thing as voulo. It doesn't exist, right? It only exists as a medio passive.
Okay.
So it's called deponent. Now, this verb, of course, means I want. This is, and by the way, you know, this is not a passive thing. This is middle. And it means I want. Okay. And you can kind of see how that would be middle, because when you want something, you know, it's like you want it for yourself. So it's a middle thing. Now, the reason that I chose to put this one out here is because it's a little bit, it's a very common verb, right? Voulome comes up all the time. But it's also kind of tricky. And this is the one that I think is kind of tricky right here. Okay. So we've got the endings that we would expect. Voulome, voulete, voulometha, vouleste, and voulonde, right? Following the pattern, everything's good. This is the one that's tricky. Okay. Now you can see it's very similar to what we see here with Leome, but here's why I find this one tricky, is because doesn't this look like an active third person singular?
That's the same ending.
Yeah, like because if we had, for example, if we had Lee, it would be third person singular, right?
Yeah.
But this is second person. But how do we know that it's not this? Because remember, this is deponent. So there's no such thing as voulo. So if there's, it's not voulo, voulis, vouli, voulomen, right?
Yeah.
It's, it, you know, so when you see this word, vouli, you got to remember it means you want. It's not third person. No, this is not what it is, right? It is second person. So that's a tricky ending. That second person medio passive ending can sometimes look like a third person singular active.
Yeah.
So beware. Yeah. Any questions about that, or does that make sense?
Makes sense. Yeah.
All right. So now let's go to our next page here. And we've got a little review here on third declension adjectives. We've already seen these in previous lessons, but this one kind of puts it all together, this chart. So what am I looking at here? What do you think these three columns are? Like, what are we looking at here?
It's masculine, feminine, and neuter.
Yeah, this is the masculine, right? And then this is our feminine, and this is our neuter. Because adjectives, they're going to be modifying nouns that are either masculine, feminine, or neuter. And so, you know, they have different forms. Depending on that. Okay. And then what am I looking at as far as rows here? What is this? Pas, pas, upon. What are we talking about here?
But nominative.
Yeah, this is our, cases. It's our nominative case. What about this case? Pandos.
It's genitive.
Genitive. Pandi.
Dative.
Dative. And then what about panda?
Accusative.
Accusative. And then for these, the vocative case is going to be the same as the nominative. So then down here, we've got our plural forms, right? This stuff's all singular. And then down here, we've got our plural forms. And of course, same cases. This is our nominative. This is our genitive. Dative and accusative. Okay. So again, you just need to learn these endings. They're pretty similar to other third declension endings that you've already seen. But this is a really useful adjective, pas, which means
all or
all
every.
All or every. And so this comes up a lot And so this is a good one just to memorize, like get to where you can just write out this chart from memory, because you're going to see this adjective a lot, and it'll just get you used to the endings for the various cases, genders, numbers, etc. All right, so now let's move on to our translation exercises. So we're translating from Greek into English, okay? So I'm going to read this out loud for you, number one, and then we're going to see if you can translate it, all right? So Apollon ekivolos holute Vasilii Atreidi kepebi nuson kakin anastraton acheon olekonde de lai uneke dios Atreidis itimase chrisin aritira. Of course, we're using modern Greek pronunciation. So that's kind of a long sentence, but you want to start working on it there?
Sure. So Apollos, the free shooter, enrages.
Well, hold on a second. We just learned about what type of endings.
Oh, yeah.
So it's medio passive. Now, here's the thing. Is it middle or is it passive? Well, here's the thing. If there's a direct object, then you know it's active, right? Because if you're, you know, like let's say, you know, going back to, you know, liome, okay? If we had a sentence, liome thigatra, right? I ransom the daughter, or I ransom my daughter, right? Liome thigatra. We know it's middle because it has an object.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm ransoming the daughter, right? But if we said liome Vasilii, this is dative. So this would be like a dative of agent, who's doing it. So if we said liome Vasilii, then that would mean I am released by the king.
I see. Yeah.
Like the king, like maybe I was like a captive of the king and I'm released by the king. Whereas if we said liome and then we have an object, right, then it's like it's middle. So that's the kind of clues you want to look for whether to translate it as middle or passive, right? So right here, sorry, I'm on the wrong page. We have this dative guy here that looks like an agent of. So how do you want to translate this?
So Apollos, the free shooter, is enraged.
He is angered.
He's angered by the king, son of Atreus.
Exactly.
And sends.
So there's an active verb, right? So this is passive. Yep. Apollo is angered by the king, son of Atreus, and he sends, right? What does he send?
A bad plague.
Right.
Anastraton Acheon, up through the camp of the Achaeans.
Yep.
Olekonde.
Okay, so here we go. Here's our ending that we're focusing on. Right. So what does oleko mean?
Kill.
Oleko means I kill or I destroy. So olekonde. Okay. Now we don't have a direct object. But we also don't have an agent. We don't have a dative of agent or a direct object. We just have three words here. Olekonde de lai. Okay, so go ahead.
So the people are destroyed or killed.
Yeah, the people are killed.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't make sense to say the people kill for themselves because of the fact that it's in the context of Apollo sending a plague on the people. So if he sends a disease to the people, they're not doing the killing. They're being killed makes more sense. So this shows you have to use context. Sometimes the datives or the accusatives can help you. But in this case, we didn't have that. We just have to kind of go with the story here. What's happening in the story, right? Like the people are being killed. Makes sense, right? So the people are being killed. And then what's this word mean? Unica.
Because.
Yeah, like on account of or because. So this is going to explain why they're being killed. Because?
The divine son of Atreus. Dishonored.
Dishonored, right?
Dishonored. Yeah. the Chryses the priest.
Exactly, because this is coming from the verb
atimazo,
right? And then what's happening is that the alpha is getting lengthened because this is the augment, lengthening it to an e, ita, that is, and because it's the aorist past tense, right? Itimase.
Yeah.
Chrysin aritira. And then, of course, that's our third declension, accusative masculine singular ending, that alpha, right? Aritira. Now, this is a cool word, actually, aritira, because we actually get a lot of English words from this. Can you think of it or no?
Actually, no.
So, like, an orator is someone who makes speeches.
Yeah.
Or, like, and if you think about Spanish, the Spanish word for pray is orar. And una oración
ora
is a prayer. So, oration. Like, if I made an oration, it actually comes from this.
Interesting.
Because basically what this literally means is a prayer. Mm-hmm. He prays. Because this is from the Greek word to pray. Mm-hmm. Like, if I said, ariseto, it's like he prayed. Mm-hmm. And so, aritira is like the prayer. So, it means priest, but it's like a prayer. And it's where the Spanish words for prayer come from and English words for, like, oration. So anyway, this will just help you maybe remember aritira. And then, all right, cool, number two.
Chrysis gar...
Oh, I'm supposed to read it, sorry. Chrysis gar aritir ekivolu erhete epi thoas nias acheon feri da perisi apina thigatros in Atreides echi en strato.
Okay. For Chryses the priest.
Right.
Ekivolu erhete epi thoas. Ekivolu.
Okay, so he's the priest ekivolu.
Oh, he's priest of the Frisian,
yeah,
of Apollos.
Exactly.
Okay, for Christ's priest of Apollos, comes upon,
right,
the swift ships,
yep,
of the Achaeans,
yep,
and brings,
yep,
countless innumerable ransom,
yep,
daughters as ransoms.
Well, I think I think what it's saying, because this is singular, thigatros. So I think what he's after here is, he brings, like, countless ransoms. Like, basically, it's for the daughter.
Yeah.
Of the daughter, but it's like ransoms for the daughter, because he's trying to, because Chryses is trying to ransom his daughter. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So he brings the countless ransoms for his daughter.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
And then in here is what part of speech? What is that? Notice the rough breathing.
It's a relative pronoun.
So it's a relative pronoun referring back to whom?
Which, let me think. It has to refer to Apina.
No, because Apina is neuter plural.
Yes.
So this is feminine, right? So, in Atreides echi en strato.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, it's referring to his daughter.
Right. Yeah. So basically, the ransoms of the daughter, which or whom Atreides...
Whom the son of Atreus has in the camp, in the host.
In the camp, yeah. He has in the army or whatever, yeah. Very good. All right. Odaritir echi stemata ekifolu Apollonos en hersin ana chryseo skiptro ke lisete pandas acheus malista da treida dio cosmitor elaon.
But the priest has this wreaths, but I don't know what it's
called. Garlands.
Garlands, okay.
So, this is actually in the New Testament, believe it or not, this word. Because in the book of Acts, remember when they think that Paul and Barnabas are like Zeus and Hermes?
Uh-huh.
Or in the King James Bible, it's translated as Jupiter and Mercury. And it talks about how the priest of Jupiter, the priest of, it's actually Zeus, that he brings stemmata. Because he's going to, like, do a sacrifice to Paul because he thinks that Paul is Zeus and and that, you know, or no, he thinks that Barnabas is Zeus and that Paul is Hermes or whatever. And they're going to do a sacrifice. And so he bring, if you read it in the original Greek, he brings stemmata.
Yeah, so there's a connection to the New Testament.
Yeah, so this is a good word to know even for reading the New Testament. I think it's only used that one time, but so it's Acts 14.
Hapax legomenon.
It's an hapax legomenon in the New Testament, in Acts 14. So it's like wreath, you know what like a Christmas wreath is?
Yep.
So it's like a wreath or a garland or like a, I don't know.
Adventskranz. Do you know Adventskranz in German?
Yeah, exactly. Genau. All right. So he has garlands or wreaths.
Of Apollos, obviously.
Yeah.
The same guy.
Of Apollo. You don't pronounce the S in English. Okay. It's just Apollo, yeah.
In his hands. And she's seen...
Yep.
Anachriseo... So, like...
This part's a little tricky, right?
Yeah.
So we've seen Ana, because Ana obviously means like up, mm-hmm. right? I always remember like Ana is up and Kata is down, mm-hmm. right? But we saw Ana here with the... or not here, sorry. Where is it? Ana Straton. Yeah, there we go. So notice here, this is with Ana with accusative. Because he's like sending the plague like up through the camp, he's, yep. right? So it's coming toward. Whereas here we have the Ana with dative. So it's more like it's just there on top of. So I think what he's getting at here is like, that he has these garlands of Apollo, the free shooter, in his hands on a golden scepter.
Okay.
So it's like he's got the wreaths in his hands, but actually he's holding like a scepter and they're on the scepter. They're on a golden scepter above, because Ana is like above or on, especially with the dative, it's more like a location. So does that make sense?
Yeah, on a golden scepter. And... begs or entreats.
Okay, so he begs Pandas Achaeus. Who's he begging?
All the Achaeans.
Okay, so we have here a direct object, don't we?
Yeah.
Accusative direct object. So is this middle or passive?
Well, it's middle.
It's certainly not passive, right? Because we have a direct object.
Yeah.
So it gets translated in English as active. He begs. Right? So lisome, it's a medio passive looking form, but we know to translate it with an active meaning. And again, you can see why it has this middle looking form, because lisome, I beg, you know, when you beg, you're kind of asking for something for you. So it's kind of that reflexive feel to it, right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
But is it also deponent?
Yeah, this one's a deponent as well, because as far as I know, because I don't think this has an active form. It's just lisome.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So it's the same thing. Very good. You want to pick up from here?
Yeah.
Molly
Stone. I know those words. So, like,
so Malista in modern Greek is used to say like yes sir, malista, but what it actually means is like especially, right? So think about it. He's begging all the Achaeans, but he's especially begging
the son of Atreus.
Not the son. What's that word mean? Theo. Ena theo tria tessera pende exi, right?
The two.
Yeah, so this is tricky because these are dual forms.
Okay, that's why.
Those are dual endings. Yeah. So, yeah, that's tricky. So he's begging all of the Achaeans, but especially the two sons of Atreus, and that's a dual ending. Cosmitore, and that's also a dual ending.
The commanders of the host.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the people, actually.
Commanders of the people, yeah. And the Cosmitore is literally like the arrangers of the people. Like, so they're the marshalers or commanders or whatever of the people. Yeah. Because those are the two guys that are in charge, are Agamemnon and Menelaus, the two sons of Atreus. And so we have these dual forms, which, you know, you don't see them as often, so they're a little harder to learn. Mm-hmm. But you just got to, you know, be aware of them. Yeah. So these are the three type of dual, you know, you see words ending in alpha, omega, epsilon, and it's that dual ending a lot of times. Number four, Apollon holosete vasilii ke orsi nuson kakin anastraton.
Apollo is enraged by the king,
right?
Stative, and sets in motion, starts a plague.
Yep.
Bad plague up through the camp, up through the host.
Yeah, he initiates an evil disease throughout the camp. Yep. Very good. And then number five, elefsonde epithoas nias acheon ke isusi aperisi apina vasilii.
They will come upon the swift ships of the Achaeans and will bring countless ransoms for the king.
Yep, got it. And then we talked about this before the camera died, but basically I circled this because, you know, that's a good telltale for the future. Of course, this part's irregular, but this is from Erhome.
Yep.
Elefsonde is the future, and then this is future of Pharaoh. So Pharaohsi would be the present they bring, and then Isusi is they will bring. Number six, Lisonde pandas Acheus.
They entreat all the Achaeans.
Right. And so, again, we have a direct object here, so it's a middle voice. This is actually a deponent verb, right? Lisome, I beg, I entreat. So they beg all the Achaeans. Atreides itimasen aritira ke uk apelise thigatra.
The son of Atreus dishonored the priest and did not ransom his...
Well, he did not...
did not release.
Exactly.
In this case, release his daughter.
Yeah, because this is active, right?
Yep.
So he did not release his daughter. All right, very good. So now we're moving on to the actual Iliad itself. And that's what's so cool about this book is that in the course of this book, you end up reading all 611 lines of book one of the Iliad and understanding everything. So it's really cool. We're still obviously early in the poem, so we're just on lines 11 through 16. But all of the exercises have been building up to this. You know, this is the actual text of the poem itself. So, of course, this is in dactylic hexameter, so it has that meter to it. So I'm just going to read through it, kind of emphasizing the meter. Un ekaton hrisini timasen ari tira, atreidi sogaritha thoas epinias acheon, lisomenos tethigatra feron taperisi apina, stem atechon en hersin ekivo luapo lonos, hrisio anas kiptroke elise topandas acheus, atre da de malista dio cos mito relaon. So it's that ba 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 ba. You know, it has that rhythm to it. That's the meter. Okay. So let's go through this line by line. First line, what do we got?
Because he slighted, dishonored Chryses the priest.
Yeah, so notice that in the exercises, everything was put in this really nice order like we would find in English, whereas in the poem itself, the order is a lot wilder. But because of the case endings, we can understand it no problem. So he dishonored Chryses the priest, and then the next line is just like Atreides, period. One word and then a period. So sometimes for emphasis, the last word of a sentence will be put on the next line all by itself, and it really emphasizes it. So it's like, because he dishonored Chryses the priest, Atreides. And the reason why it's like that is it's like it's all his fault, right? It was Atreides that did it. So it's, and Atreides means son of Atreus, and it's referring to Agamemnon. So that's why that's like that, by itself with a period. Okay, and then what about the next part?
For he went upon the swift ships of the Achaeans.
Yep. Again, kind of a wild word order because it's like to the swift ships, right? So for he came to the swift ships of the Achaeans. So you got to go by case to know that, okay, these two go together and they're, you know, coming off of that epi. And then what was he doing when he came upon the swift ships of the Achaeans?
So Lysomenos is a future participle, right?
Right. Future. Now, we've got a direct object. So is it middle or is it passive?
It is middle.
It's middle. And so future participle, we don't really have this in English. We don't have like going to, being about to ransom or something. You know, it's like a future participle. So you're going to end up translating this as like he's intending to ransom, or he's going to ransom, or he desires to ransom, or he's planning to ransom, or he's about to ransom, right? You have to be creative how you translate this because we don't have a future participle like this in English. So he is, you know, about to ransom, or he wants to ransom, he's trying to ransom Thygatra, his daughter.
Yeah.
And then what's this next part here?
Bringing countless ransoms.
Right.
Having wreaths.
Yep.
In his hands, the wreaths of Apollo, the free shooter.
Right. So, yeah, so this Ekivolu Apollonos is going back to the stemmat that he has. And then down here,
it's on a golden scepter.
So again, you see this strange word order where you have the preposition in the middle and then the object of the preposition like surrounds it.
Yeah.
Chrysioanas kiptron. And then same thing up here, right? Thawas epi nias. Same exact thing.
Okay, Liseto Panos Acheus. And entreated all the Achaeans.
Yep, and he entreated all the Achaeans. Atreida the Malista.
But especially the two sons of Atreus.
Yep.
The commanders of the people.
Yep. And we got our dual ending. The dual ending is this alpha. Here it's the epsilon. All right. Very good. Now I believe it's time for the English to Greek.
Yep.
Okay. So I already wrote these out in advance. I'm not going to do them on the fly because I had time to write them down earlier. But I'm just going to have you quiz me, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to turn my back to it, and I'm just going to do it verbally, and we'll see how I do based on, you know, what I wrote down earlier. See if I can remember it. All right. So here we go. So those are the English sentences. So again, these answers are not in the book. So I came up with these answers on my own. So if I made any mistake, let me know in the comments, but these should be correct. All right. Hit me.
So the first one is Chrysis, the priest of Apollo.
Okay, so Chrysis Aritir Apollonos.
Uh-huh. Is dishonored by the son of Atreus.
Is dishonored.
Yes.
Okay, so Atimazete.
Yep, by the son of Atreus.
Atimazete Atreidi.
Yep.
Okay.
Second one, the Achaeans will go from their swift ships. So the Achaeans will go.
Okay, Achei Elefsonde.
From their swift ships.
Apo Thoon Neon.
Yeah, correct. To Troy and ransom.
Is Ilion. And they will ransom.
Yeah.
Is Ilion ke. They will ransom. Lisonde.
Mm hmm. The beloved daughter of the priest.
Lisonde Thygatra Philin Aritiros.
Yep, correct.
Okay.
We will bring many ransoms.
Isomen Polea Apina.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could say Pola Apina. It's a different form.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we'll hold in our hands.
And we will hold in our hands exomen hersin
or
en hersin. Yeah, you don't have to have the N, but yeah. Exomen en hersin.
The fillets of Apollo.
Stemata Apollonos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fourth one, we do not have a golden scepter.
Okay. We do not have?
We do not have.
So, uk echomen skiptron chryseon.
Yeah. Do not have a golden scepter, but we entreat Priam.
Lisometha the Priamon.
Uh-huh. But we'll entreat, sorry. And all the people of Troy.
Ke pandas laus iliu.
Pandas laus, yeah.
Got it? Okay, cool. I'm probably covering it up when I stand like that, huh?
Yeah.
That's not cool. All right. Everybody take a good look at this, all right? Pause the video. All right, so. All right.
Fifth one. The two sons of Atreus.
Theo Atreida.
Marshallers of the people.
Cosmitore Laon.
Yep. Are entreating Priam.
Okay, so then I need a dual form here. Mm-hmm. Lysesthon.
Yep.
Okay, Lysesthon.
Entreating Priam.
Priamon. Lysesthon, Priamon.
But he will slight them.
Another dual form, to the Atimasi.
Yeah, correct.
To the Atimasi.
Six, the son of Atreus, king of men.
Okay, Atreides Anax Andron.
Slighted the priest.
Itimase Aritira.
Yeah, and did not release his daughter.
Ke uk. Elise, mm-hmm. Keuk Elise Thigatra.
Correct. That's it.
All right. Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
All right, cool. That's it. Well, that's it for lesson 16. We'll see you for lesson 17.